Hey there, fellow entrepreneurs. My name is Francis, and you're listening to Business Ideas Talk, episode number 9. Yesterday's episode was about food carts and market stalls. And today's episode and today's business idea is about the second generation of crowdfunding platforms. So, since the second generation isn't quite here yet, let's have a look at generation number 1. So, the most popular platforms are Kickstarter and Indiegogo, and they allow the whole management of a crowdfunding process. What does that mean? It includes setting up a website, description, rewards, comments, updates, and the schedule of the campaign, and as well management of payments. And for that, they take around a 5% fee and as well payment fees, but that goes to the payment providers. So the idea behind those platforms is to connect makers with an audience. But the problem here is it doesn't work too well anymore, because popular projects bring in more supporters and get more eyeballs. But if you start a project, then you have to bring your audience with you. Otherwise, it's hard to be noticed. So another problem with that is that the quality of the campaign needs to be extremely good. So you need to have a real good video, and your copywriting needs to be good, and you have to have a lot of images, and you have to respond quickly to comments and so on. So that's hard to do for some of the makers. So another idea behind those crowdfunding platforms was that they allowed one to finish making something which isn't yet completed. But in reality, in a lot of cases, the products are already done and they just need to be manufactured. But there's still a potential to fail there because of manufacturing issues. So you can't be certain that this campaign will go through. But it's not like the initial idea of somebody who starts something and who is deeper in the process, but still would like to get some money for it to continue working on it and then finish it. So my question here would be, why do people have to look for manufacturers themselves, actually? How about the platform would provide high-quality manufacturers to makers and ensure that the quality of the product in the end will be high? And this will lower the risk of failure and give more value to the makers on one hand, and also more value to the customers. And this can also be applied to fulfillment. So the platform could deal with the whole fulfillment of the made product. So a general problem with those platforms is the fee can be quite high, since it is related to the total amount of money raised. So now we know a couple of ideas that stand behind those platforms. And I think there's a lot of potential, so we don't just need to be copycats, but we can make our own second generation platforms. Here are just a few ideas. So think about the platform's target audience, so in terms of makers and users. Would you like to do something for the elderly people? Perhaps an online platform isn't the best or only choice then. You could develop an offline platform like a catalog, a newsletter, or even a series of events. Or how about a crowdfunding platform for your community? Or another niche? How about a platform for skateboarders? Or another platform for card game players? I think you get the point. There's a lot of potential here. Or, like I previously mentioned, you can create a crowdfunding platform which helps with manufacturing, fulfillment. Maybe you can change the revenue model altogether, perhaps something performance-based. You could also be the one who's creating the campaign site, so they all have the same quality. Maybe you can also think about mechanisms that kick in when a project is overfunded. Perhaps then some of the money could go to a brand new project as well. Maybe in the same category, or maybe even in a different one. It's really up to you how you think this mechanism through. Or how about you build a messenger-based crowdfunding platform? So then you actually wouldn't need to write one line of code and you could already start. these are really just a few ideas here, but I guess already show a lot of potential. So I would love to hear your feedback on those ideas. I would love to hear your ideas. You can actually send them to me at idea@businessideastalk.com or join our Facebook group, Business Ideas Talk. So let's end today's episode with today's quote, and it goes like this. You will never win if you never begin. So if you liked the episode, it would be great if you could rate it on your platform. And if you want to stay in touch, join us at Business Ideas Talk on Facebook or send me your business ideas, as I mentioned before. Now have a great day, and I hope you tune in again tomorrow. Bye.